We're waiting for the rest of our committee. It is our final committee day, and they are tardy. And I expect we aren't going to be here very long today. But anyway, we're going to get started. This is the Senate Committee on Education and General Government. It is our last committee today. We hope you have enjoyed your time in our committee and that your cell phones have not missed you when you're here. Because as you know, I ask you to turn those off. If you're here to testify, we'll call you up. These are all work sessions. And I do know there's a couple of folks that want to testify today. So we will first open a work session on House Bill 2243A, which was our little Christmas tree bill. Ms. Richardson, you want to tell us where we're at with that one?
Certainly. This is the bill that removed the discretion of applicants for renewal of licenses to choose between normal license terms and extended term offered by agencies. It does a variety of kind of related things related to fees and licenses. So we have before us today actually four sets of amendments. The A-10s, the A-11s, and A-12s were all before us last time we heard this bill on May 17th. The A-10, I should note in the main bill, in addition to doing some of those licensing thing, it also removes the requirement that the director of the aviation department have airport operations and management experience. So the A-10s shift the administration of the Oregon Board of the Maritime Pilots from DOT to the Public Utilities Commission. The A-11s are conflict amendments, and the A-12s similarly carry the conflict amendments forward and the transfer of the administration of the Oregon Board of Maritime Pilots, but that has additional language about transferring property, records, accounts between the two, the commission and the agency.
So the A-12 would supersede the 10 and the 11.
It carries both of them forward, and the A-12s could be perceived as better. Certainly, fiscal felt like there needed to be more clarity with regard to the transfer of property and funds. And then, would you like me to speak to the A-14s?
Well, colleagues, we're actually not going to hear the A-14s. There's been some issues raised. I had Ms. Richardson distribute the memo from Dave Hendricks and Legislative Council. Did you all get a copy of that? Raised some concerns about, excuse me, loading up the bill with some unrelated things. So we're not able to hear the 14s and put the underlying bill at risk. So I told the proponent of those amendments that we would not go forward on those. So we're at the A-12s then. Does the department want to come up? I know, Mr. Allen, you wanted to come up. You needed to put some things on the record.
Thanks, Chair Walker, members of the committee. Patrick Allen with the Office of Regulatory Streamlining. At your public hearing on this bill, Senator Morse and others raised concerns about fee issues related to the bulk of the bill really that changes, authorizes agencies to change the license renewal date for about 55 different kinds of state licenses. And in a nutshell, the concern was if my license under statute renews December 31st and I renew it and the agency changes to birth month and my birthday is in January, does the agency have the ability to turn around a month later and charge me another full year's worth of a license? And we sat down with Legislative Council, and in a nutshell, it appears that the answer to that is generally no, that if the agency has a statutory license fee, they would not, through this bill, have the ability to go outside the bounds of that, is what I'm given to understand from Legislative Council. In addition, members, the Office of Regulatory Streamlining, together with Department of Justice and Secretary of State, does annual administrative rule training, and will incorporate guidance about that into that annual rule training. And as well, when this bill passes, when we will provide some communication to agencies about the ability to do this, and we'll also incorporate that issue, making sure that agencies, when they move forward, if they choose to, understand that they'll need to do some kind of a prorate fiscal plan to make sure that they don't run into that concern that was expressed.
Thank you, Mr. Allen. I know Senator Morse had raised that issue, and so you and I had a conversation with Mr. Hendricks in Legislative Council, and it was impractical to try to write that into statute. So, Senator Morse, are you happy with the representations that have been made here in committee today?
I believe so, and I believe on the record of intent of what this bill will and won't do, I think will be satisfactory.
Okay. Great. Well, I think, Mr. Allen, we're good to go then.
Thank you very much.
We're not loading this up with anything you can't handle. Okay. Does ODOT need to testify? You're good to go. Nobody else needs to testify. Okay. Senator Metzger, we're on House Bill 2243. We're hearing the Dash 12 amendments. We are not hearing the others. The Dash 12 incorporates the 10 and the 11, and the 14 we're not going forward based on the memo. Advisory memo from Legislative Council. Okay, so we're in work session. Senator Cruz, do you have a motion for me?
Yes, Madam Chair, I move the Dash A 12 amendments.
Good job.
To House Bill 2243.
Cool. You just slid right in here?
You only have two more bills to do that on today. That's slick. Senator Cruz moves the Dash A 12 amendments to House Bill 2243. Any further discussion? You know, Ms. Gravel doesn't get to call the roll anymore today, and she's really high on coffee, so I'm going to ask her to take the roll on even adopting amendments today. So Ms. Gravel, take the roll.
Senator Metzger?
Aye.
Senator Morris?
Aye.
Senator
Westman?
Aye.
Vice Chair Cruz?
Aye.
Chair Walker?
Aye. So ordered.
Did very well.
She did. I'm going to miss her.
Do you want another motion?
I do.
Okay. All right, Madam Chair, I move House Bill 2243 as amended to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation.
Okay. Senator Cruz moves House Bill 2243A as amended to the floor of the Senate with a due pass recommendation. Any further discussion? Senator Metzger.
I just want to declare a potential conflict of interest because of the movement of the Board of Maritime Pilots itself probably doesn't do anything, but my company does represent in public relations the Oregon Columbia River Bar Pilots, who are governed by the Board of Marine Pilots.
Oh, okay, great. Glad that got on the record. Thank you. Any other discussion? All right, Ms. Gravel, you're on right now.
Aye.
Senator Morris?
Aye.
Senator Westman?
Aye.
Vice Chair Cruz?
Aye.
Chair Walker?
Aye.
House Bill 2243 is on its way to the Senate. Senator Morris, I'll have you carry that so you can put that information on the record.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay. Cool. Okay. Let's go to a work session on House Bill 3556.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, this is the Task Force on Food Safety bill that we heard earlier this week. Today we have an amendment before us. This is the Dash 1, and it indicates that the member of the task force from the House of Representatives would be appointed by the Speaker, and the member of the task force that is the Senator would be appointed by the President of the Senate. It remains with a subsequent referral to Ways and Means.
Yes, we got a Senate member on there, and I will not serve.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
I move the Dash 1 amendment to House Bill 3556.
Okay. Senator Cruz moves the Dash 1 amendment to House Bill 3556. Any discussion about that? Okay. Well, there's 30. There's 30 of us, so one of us will be serving, if this makes it that far.
Wait. I moved the Dash 2s where it says no member of this committee can serve on this.
Ms. Revelle, take the roll, please, on that amendment.
Senator Metzger?
Aye.
Senator Morris?
Aye.
Senator Westman?
Aye.
Vice Chair
Cruz?
Aye.
Aye.
So ordered.
I'm still sending it.
So now we have another.
Still?
Yeah.
Okay.
We can't lift the referral to Ways and Means because I was told that all task forces have to go to Ways and Means.
Okay. Madam Chair.
Why?
Because, I asked the same question, Senator Metzger. Why? Because they felt that there have been cumulative task forces and that they do impact the agencies when you get too many of them. So they wanted them to go to Ways and Means. I don't necessarily agree with that analysis to its full extent. However, the Senate President makes those rules, and I'm going to abide by them.
And I would say, Madam Chair, that even if we tried to send it to his desk and request he rescind, based on that statement, he will send it there anyway.
Yeah, so. Because he did send our financial education, civics education bill down to Ways and Means, but I did get money for that, so that will move. This one I don't know, because I know Senator Schrader was in his office last night, as was I, and he was poring over the list of all the bills, deciding which ones were going in and which ones were going out. So I don't know. I do know, colleagues, that in my discussion with Senate President's office about this issue. They indicated that with this new move to an annual type session, that we can do more of this in the interim and we won't need to create so many task forces. And they're right.
They're absolutely right.
So I hope we can move to that sort of system.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 3556 to the Committee on Ways and Means with a do-pass recommendation.
Good. Senator Cruz moves House Bill 3556 as amended to the Committee on Ways and Means with a do-pass recommendation. Any further discussion? Okay, Ms. Gravel.
Senator Metzger.
Aye.
Senator Moore?
Aye.
Senator Westphal?
Aye.
Vice Chair
Aye.
Chair
Walker? Aye. Off to see the wizard. Okay. All right. Our final bill is House Bill 3339. It will open a work session, and I'm anticipating, Senator Cruz, that you'll be a no on this. Am I anticipating correctly?
I think you are anticipating absolutely correctly, Madam Chair.
I heard a little bit of a sigh, and I got a few sighs in the earlier committee, so I'm starting to read your sighs very well. So I can have
sigh of the time.
I can have someone else make the motion unless you would make the
well,
motion.
Well, there's no amendments, right?
There are no amendments. We had some very good testimony, I believe, and I think the votes are there to move this bill.
Okay, Madam Chair, I move House Bill 3339 to the Senate floor. I would say with a no pass, but I'll say with a do pass recommendation, doing my job.
Thank you. You know, I sat in a committee yesterday and someone made the motion for a do pass, and I thought, well, why would you ever make a motion for a no pass if you were sending it out of committee to the floor? It seemed kind of weird.
We could try it on this.
No, thank you.
Well,
I like this bill.
No, you can move it with no recommendation.
You can't do that.
To the floor of the Senate?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, we're not doing that here. So Senator Cruz has made a motion that we move House Bill 3339 to the floor of the Senate with a do-pass recommendation. I'll open it up for discussion so you can put any comments on the record, any of you?
No, just back to what Senator Westland's referring to, I think I can remember a specific example in the House on a lieutenant governor bill at one point in time. But if we all remember that one.
Oh, we all remember that one.
Madam Chair, to the bill?
Yeah.
As you know, I've looked at this for most of the session now and studied it. At first I just got more and more comfortable with it, and but now, you know, I'm just a very strong advocate for this. I mean, I think this is a fundamental fairness issue, and it's fundamentally a very good bill.
Thank you, Senator Westphal. I agree with you. I painfully am aware of what happened to the longshore workers in a previous period of lockout, and the federal government actually had to step in on that, but Oregon longshore workers were heavily penalized in disparity with their workers in Washington and California, and this happens throughout the grocery industry in this state. So it may have been a practice for 30 years that seemed to work for some people, but that doesn't mean it needs to continue, because I think it's an unfair practice. Any other comments? All right. Thank you, Ms. Gravel. Will you take your final roll call, please?
Aye.
No.
Aye.
No. Really, your last bill.
Aye. House Bill 3339 goes to the floor of the Senate, and
Madam Chair, we serve notice. Not that we are going to necessarily do anything, but it's the last chance. So.
Okay, I'm going to carry this bill, just because I want to carry my last bill from the committee. And I can serve notice, but I don't anticipate anything will come out of that, do I?
Well, Yeah. We have time now.
Okay,
so.
We have time. So I'm going to, we're done with that bill. So I'm just going to throw it open. It's your last chance to have a conversation in this committee. I have to tell you guys, I have enjoyed this committee. This has been the best committee I've had where I've been chair. And I just, your work ethic has been strong. Your participation has been excellent. I think we've had really good rapport, and I really enjoyed serving with all of you. I just really want to let you know I appreciate that.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and I would echo that. You know, in my first two sessions, I was buried in the bowels of the building down on the other end in Ways and Means, and I didn't know. I had no appreciation for how satisfying and enjoyable being on a policy committee would be. Mm-hmm. And serving with you has been an honor and a pleasure, and I've just very much enjoyed it. And I think our administrator has just been super responsive. When we've had amendments and issues, she's chased them down and worked with you. And serving in the legislature isn't all that bad if you get to do it here.
Yeah, when you get everything right, you know, we've got a great committee assistant as well, and Heather was our assistant last session too, and I think it's great. And what's nice, Senator Morse, is you and I both are on that Ed subcommittee, so we come down there, and now I've got an ally about what we do in the policy committee and how it transfers to Ways and Means. And you see the problems that we have up here in the policy committees when the Ways and Means people don't get it. Senator Metzger.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and I would echo Senator Morse's comments. It's been a real pleasure serving with you and the members of this committee. First time on education that was really pleased to have an opportunity to be here to continue the work we did on the interim on some of those issues. And I think also echoing what Senator Moore said, and you and I have had these discussions, but I think this is when we look at changes that we want to make and recommendations as we're evolving our legislative role here, that I think is really, really important. And that is a better, firmer integration of Ways and Means and policy. And we just had a discussion moments ago about task forces, but when you think of the voluminous legislation that goes to Ways and Means, which policy decisions are being made? They're being made because they aren't heard. That's a policy decision. So you have a policy committee doing a lot of work that's important, and if you're in Ways and Means or you're the co-chair, all you see is a stack of bills. You have no idea as to why that's important. And so you make policy decisions by the fact that there's so many bills you don't get to, and that's not right. It's not deliberate, you know, in most cases. It's just the way our system is, and it's not the right system. And I'm really impressed with the state of Washington when we had our joint committee on transportation with the Oregon Senate and the Washington Senate over Columbia Crossing, and was speaking with Senator Mary Margaret Haviland, who chairs the Transportation Committee, and talked about, well, we do this, but then it has to go to Ways and Means, and then we hope that it gets funded. And they said, well, that's not how we do it. We are the Ways and Means Committee. The Policy Committee also runs they have the funding, so when they're making their policy decisions, they're responsible for making sure that it fits within the pie of what the state is going to have. And I think we need to, this has started with you and Senator Moore, Senator Walker on the Ed subcommittee, so you can be advocates for, you know, we need that tag bill. You know, this isn't just some little $500,000 thing. This was 2 weeks of a two-year process, and it needs to happen. And I think what I'd like to see us do between now and February is work on, particularly in looking for the 09 session, is how do we better integrate Ways and Means and policy committees so that we don't end up having this funnel of all these, this great work that basically comes down to two people just deciding, I don't have time, or this, I do have time. And I think the citizens would be better served. And again, as you talked about with the unemployment insurance, it may work 30 years ago, but you know, nowadays we need to have the people who have heard the testimony to know what's important, and then have the ability to fit the jigsaw and the pieces together so it fits within the pie that they've been given. And that would just be my comment, because when we have heard all this testimony, someone down in Ways and Means prior to this year, the two of you being on that committee, wouldn't have any idea as to why this is important. It's just another bill on the docket, and we need to be able to integrate that. And Would like to see that become a part of the legislative process going forward.
Thank you, Senator Metzger. I really appreciate that. That's really some critical visionary thinking about some changes that need to be made, and you're not alone in that thought. Any comments from down here?
Well, on a facetious note, Madam Chair, I'd just like to say that with the exception of Frank, Rick, Dana, Heather, and Jeff, this has been a great committee. But I was going to actually echo Frank's remarks. In my tenure in the legislature, I've sat on two substantive committees, and coincidentally enough, both the chairs are here. Yours in Health and Human Services over on the House side, and now yours here on the Senate side. And I very much appreciate the thoughtfulness and the policy discussions that go into, and the detail we all get into. It's very difficult. So it's one of those things that makes me a better ways and means person as I go down there, and we do need much more of this cross-pollination, because it's really the left hand not knowing what the right hand is doing all too often. But it's, I think all aspects of the legislature are not only, enjoyable, significant, they're very important. And I want to compliment you specifically, Madam Chair. You are, without question, no offense, Jeff, but you are the best prepared chair I've ever served under. Thank you.
Jeffrey?
Vicki?
I hope you felt included. You're a member of the minority party, but that never mattered to me. You're my vice chair. You're the vice chair of this committee, and I wanted you to have as much to say as you felt like you wanted to have to say in setting the agenda and doing what we do.
And you've done a very good job of that. For Heather and Dana, good work. I mean, truly good work. I've had the gavel. I know how difficult your jobs can be, and you have done truly good work, and I don't think we could have had better staff. So I truly appreciate that. Vicki, you're my friend.
Aw, thanks, Jeff.
And 2 years ago, or 2.5 years ago, I don't think either of us thought that was ever going to happen. So... And I appreciate our relationship, and you have been very collaborative, and we will continue in the future. And this is a partisan process, but not all things are. And I think when it comes to a vision for what education needs to be, you and I agree on a lot of things. I think all of us agree on a large variety. My hope is that as we move into the interim, that this committee stays intact. Mm-hmm. As we look at moving into the future for education, because this is a well-structured committee, we have had some incredible discussions here, and it's going to be imperative. People keep talking about we have February coming and we can do this and that. We're not going to be able to do a whole lot in February unless we start laying the groundwork in July. Mm-hmm. And I think the president is committed to not having the normal lag between the end of session and the beginning of the interim. And so hopefully he sees the wisdom of keeping these substantive committees intact so we can continue our work. We have a commitment to continue our work, and I absolutely look forward to it. This is I did not want to be on the Education Committee 2 years ago.
I didn't.
And you didn't either. But when I came into the legislature in 97 wanting to work on natural resources, and which is why I'm doing education and healthcare. So
yeah.
Who knows? But it's God puts things in your path for a reason. And serving with you last session, I developed a real passion as you did for an issue neither one of us were looking for. And I think as a committee we can continue to be very strong advocates, make sure that the department has its feet held in the fire on a lot of issues and learning new and better ways to work with them for the mutual benefit of the kids of Oregon. So this is, I probably shouldn't say this is my favorite committee because I don't want to diss any of my other chairs, but I think the work of this committee has been extraordinary, and Mr. Presnett, keep us together so we can continue our extraordinary work.
Thank you. And you're right. I didn't want this committee 2 years ago either because it just seemed like education was not a win-win in Oregon. It was never going anywhere, never advancing. And I'm like, why are you giving me a committee that can't make progress? And the Senate president said, because I know you can get it done. Okay. And it grew on me, and we did get it done. We have taken education places where it hasn't been before. All of your contributions have made that happen. So I'm really proud of where we've come, and I hope all of you who've participated in our committee have enjoyed being here. Those of you out on the Internet and in TV land, I hope you've learned something and that you've enjoyed some of our moments. We have very fine moments here. We've had some comedic moments here, but we've also had some excellent moments in bringing forward very good policy for Oregon. We've all participated in that. And Senator Morse, do you have a parting comment?
Thank you, Madam Chair. The discussion about referrals to Ways and Means, a thought has occurred, and that is that if we were to just keep running track of all of the bills that we've referred, and then at this point in time, you know, things are beginning to take place in Ways and Means, and it's always the last thing that happens, the policy bills that get referred down there, is if particularly the chair and the vice chair would prioritize and make, and we then as a committee would make a recommendation as to those we think are most important, at least maybe the top 10, by way of a formal action to the co-chairs so that they had the benefit of our input collectively.
You know, that's a really good idea, Senator, because I had Ms. Richardson run off the list of all the bills that we sent down from our side, and the House sent far more than we did. But that's a good
idea. Madam Chair, it is a good idea, but I would suggest that we expand it to a meeting with chair and vice chairs on the House side because, for example, there's some mentoring program bills and stuff that the House sent down that we went over there and worked with them to put language in House bills rather than have dueling bills. So and they had some vested interest in some of the bills we had.
You're right. We did make an agreement with the chairs over there that we would take the lead on certain issues, and they'd take the lead on certain issues, and those are now in Ways and Means, like the tag issue. It's pretty important to a number of us on this.
That might be something to consider pulling together.
Yeah, I think that's an excellent idea, so I'm glad we had this opportunity to chat about that. All right, well, you guys have a full morning ahead to play or catch up on work.
Madam Chair?
Yeah.
If I could suggest, and I know your August staff can get this done prior to floor today, but if you think it's a good idea, I believe I speak for all the rest of us, if you could get a letter on your letterhead to the President saying we want to remain together as an interim committee, we can get that signed by floor today and get it to Peter's desk.
Okay.
Madam Chair, I think Peter is inclined in that direction. The House is the House, and they may need to do some reshuffling because they have so darn many committees. But but I think the structure that Peter set up for committees this session is a good structure. And so.
Yes, and I very much have already put one thing on our agenda, and it's the School for the Deaf and the School for the Blind and their governance and that entire issue. So, as well as other things.
Madam Chair, I'm going to take you to dinner next week. So.
Oh, well, you have just invited me to dinner in front of the whole world.
Again, would you take me to dinner next week?
this is not fair.
All right. Well, we've had a lot of fun. Thank you very much. And I'm going to hammer my gavel for the last time. We're adjourned.